Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod and a Sea. I am here with Cynthia Bailey.
My voice is back. I'm very happy to be able to speak a little louder on everything we have to talk about today.
Because we have a lot. Any updates with you, Cynthia, before we get started?
I'm good. My voice is back. Like I said, feeling better still at Lake Bailey. Headed to New York today, actually, after the podcast. And life is good. I went on a date this weekend and that was fun. I got an award this weekend, like a fashion icon award. So,
excuse me.
Well, I mean, you know, I've been over here for a minute, you know, since I was 18, since I started my modeling career. So that was pretty cool. It's always good. It's always cool to be recognized.
Yes, it is. And you deserve
it. Hard work. So it's good. It's been a good week.
After watching this episode of Real Housewives of Orange County, there may be some additional people that need Pastor Bailey.
Yes. I may need to lay these hands on some of those ladies for sure.
We need to go full blown. I mean, I'm getting really excited for the finale when they're all dressed in these over the top costumes fighting.
What's the world. I was like, I couldn't even focus on what they were saying because I was so blown away by the level of commitment that they had with these costumes. It was amazing.
So is Tamara a joker? What is she like? I couldn't really tell. She's maybe a joker. I think Jen's like a lion. We'll be able to see it more next week. Yeah. But I was like trying to decipher all the costumes. Taylor feels like she had maybe a Craig's moment that night times five. I didn't even know what she's talking about. And so it's so crazy because consecutively while I'm watching Taylor on Orange County, I'm also doing podcast prep for the me and Tamara's flashback episode of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season one. So it's like the original Taylor. And I'm just like, it's my mind can't take it. But anywho, the best moments from this episode, it starts off where the women tell Tamara to go apologize to Jen for bringing up other women. Tamara says, "I never sugarcoat anything. If you can't handle the truth, you can't be my friend." I feel like this was at a lunch or dinner table. All the women start to kind of get involved here. I kind of wish, still waiting on this moment, that Jen and Tamra have an official sit down.
Yeah.
Without everybody else.
Right. Right. I felt like, no, well, no, they didn't. They were still at an event, but they kind of went to the side and talked. But obviously the talk didn't work because we're back to square one. So.
And do we think that we're back to square one on this talk because Vicky's bringing it up again and then Tamra's just doubling down, or what do you think's actually happening?
No, I don't think, I mean, I think Vicky definitely added to it, but I don't think Tamra's done here. I think Tamra is still throwing a sparkler on. I don't think Tamra's done here. I think she is still throwing a sparkler on the fire. Okay. And I told you guys on the last episode, I am done with Jen and Ryan's relationship. If those people are happy, those grown people are happy, I'm completely fine with it. I personally feel like, you know, when Tamra said, you know, if she's your friend and she's going to tell you what or whatever, tell me once.
But maybe here's the
tell
thing.
Me twice. Don't keep telling me as my friend. I heard you and I'm still going to do what I want to do.
I agree. I agree on that. However, I feel like they're talking about somebody else at this point, because Jen's reaction when she calls Ryan.
Okay, so it's new tea.
This is additional tea, because you can see, like, and listen, I have been in a situation where you're not trusting somebody and you're having a conversation. You can hear that in Jen's voice. Like, Jen is essentially pleading with, in my opinion, Jen is pleading with Ryan on that phone call to tell her the truth. And I mean, because Tamra had said he fucked other people from her gym.
Wait, not just that. Okay.
No, not just the one night stand on the break. Now it's, there's more people. Four.
Okay, well, that's different then. I guess we have to keep the conversation going.
We have to keep the what if there's
additional.
Yeah, no. If there's additional humans brought into the mix,
we got to talk about.
We're back open for going
anywhere. We're gonna unpack this. We're gonna get to the bottom of it for once and for all.
I do also love that Tamra is wearing her Vina hat, but she forgot to pack her Happy Place gummies for this trip, because so far this trip is anything but happy.
Listen, it actually was not that much fun to watch this trip, I have to say.
Yeah,
I would have to agree with that. But, you know, let me just go to my girl Jen really quick, and I think she's going to come up again in a minute. But I just feel like, you know, for some reason, I'm an empath. I feel like Jen, who I don't know, but I feel like I'm going to claim that she's an empath as well. This woman just seems to be just a very sweet woman. You know, she just seems like a good lady. And here's the problem when good people come on shows like this, even if they don't care, because sometimes, like, you know, just from being on the show, like, some things people say, you're like, I don't care what those people think. I don't care whatever. On the show, in real life, you get to not, like, care or whatever, but there just has to be, I'm just craving and dying for Jen to just snatch everybody together and just tell them something. So even if it's just to go fuck off, I don't know. Yeah.
There has to be something.
If she can give me that, I'm good.
Yeah. Whether it's everybody shut the fuck up about my relationship, I'll figure it out on my own. But I think what everybody's missing in the group and why they can't let it go is that she is so steadfast on, I know this is all fine, we've done this, where I feel like all she had to say is, guys, let me figure it out on my own.
I get it. I hear
you. Let me figure this shit out on my own. I didn't ask you to investigate for me. I don't, if I get bit in the ass, it's my own fault.
It's my ass to get bit in. It's my ass, okay?
Let me stumble through this shit on my own. I was in a marriage for a long time. I'm just putting words in her mouth. I have no idea. I was in a marriage for a long time.
Somebody has to.
Yeah, like,
I think we can explain better than she can at this point.
Yeah, unfulfilled. I'm now in a situation where we have a bunch of kids involved between myself and Ryan, and we're figuring this shit out.
Thank you.
Do I have concerns that he's going to screw me over?
Yes.
I mean, let's also be clear. I guarantee that if even if they were on a break for the first cheating, she has had moments where she's looked at his phone or gone in his DMs or checked his Snapchat. She's done some kind of investigating on her own. And that's kind of where we got to leave it. Like, she now knows. Whatever she knows or whatever she chooses to believe is on her. But you could hear Ryan's voice in this moment. He almost did sound a little scared.
Well, we will see. We will see how this thing plays out. And I just, you know, I root for them. I'm a lover of love. You know, they seem to be very in love. And like I said, I just feel for Jen. And I just want her to just get these women off her back, because until she actually does, I don't think they're going to let it go. I just don't.
My one hot tip for you, Jen, because I know you're going to, in my opinion, you'll be back next year. I think you're a good addition to the show. Yes. Is if you want people to stop talking about your relationship, give us something else.
Yep. That's true.
Give us something about your life. Let us in. Let us know who you are. Let us know where. If we only see you being Mother Teresa at home.
Yes.
No one is great all the time. No one is fostering kitties and being the best mom ever and running gyms. And there, some shit is hitting the fan. Give us whatever shit that
somewhere.
Is.
It's happening. Show it to us.
Show us that. And then I feel like everyone will back off. But everybody just, I feel like, especially when you're watching Housewives, you see it with Heather as well. Mm-hmm. When you give the illusion, and I've done it as well, that life is perfection, people are going to poke holes in it.
Absolutely.
And I don't even think it's because of jealousy. It's because it's what is created when you're on a show like this.
Yeah. It's all they have right now. It's like a dog on a bone. Until you give him another bone, he's just going to keep gnawing at that one bone.
Find a new bone so then they can gnaw on that one and it'll hurt less.
Yeah. This bone has no more flavor left in it, but we are still chewing on it. It's like all like, you know, it's like it's nothing left anymore, but we are grasping for crumbs here. We are still on this bone. Give us a fresh new bone, please.
I feel like by the end of this reunion, I'm not going to have any teeth left.
Exactly. Nah. Yeah, we're tired. Okay.
Yeah, like, come on, girl. And just, you know what? Fight with anyone. Call, like, anyone.
Yes, yes.
Even get mad at Gina again, because Gina was the one that originally brought it up. Do whatever you got to do.
Anything. I'll
tell Tamra to mind her own fucking business. Like, tell Vicky I don't know you and shut your pie hole. But anyway.
Yeah. No, it's true. That's true. Okay.
Then Emily says that it's messed up that Heather called her snuffleupagus, your favorite word, and that Emily says it's not fair for Heather to crack jokes, but then get sensitive when anyone says something about her. Gina says it must stem from her childhood because her mom puts her down a lot, which I can thank you, editors. I appreciated the flashback scenes to her mom because I wouldn't have had that insight. Because I'm not saying that her mom puts her down a lot, but you can see that her mom is one of those personality types that it's like never quite good enough.
Right. Okay.
Cause you know, she like says something like, oh, let me reset the table when I'm at a restaurant. Right. Or she said something and you could tell that it irritates Heather.
Right. I mean, is she like, you know, shutting her down, or is she just being a mom who, like, you know, all of our moms, like my mom, like, doesn't shut me down, but I could totally see her coming in and overstepping every boundary in my house, like resetting the table. Like, my mom literally comes in here and moves furniture around if she feels like it. I'm like, wait, what's happening? He's like, oh, I thought that lamp looked better over there.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't know. I think at the end of the day, I felt so bad for Heather on this episode. Like, I do feel like she's been, you know, kind of a punching bag a little bit. And I just feel like, you know, when it comes to like certain shade, I feel like it's almost like because she's rich, she doesn't get to throw the same shade or make the same jokes. Cause I honestly feel like had Tamra called Emily a snuff enough or whatever it is, then
I actually disagree. I think if Tamra called her a snuffleupagus, she would be raked through the coals.
She would still be upset. Okay.
Yeah, I think there's certain things. Like, I think that when... I also think when it comes to bodies and when women are going through stuff, and clearly Emily has done this big transformation and all of these things. So I think there are certain things that if you're not 100% feeling something in your skin.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I could see how that could be a trigger.
Like that would bother me. Like, you know, there's people that there was this one time, that I mean, this is when I first met my husband and I was at a dinner, and I'm not trying to like sidetrack, but I just, I remember this happened over 15 years. This happened 15 years ago and it still resonates with me, but I was sitting at a table and it was like a big birthday. I just brought Edwin. It wasn't my birthday. It was a friend's birthday. And this guy sat down across from us and we got introduced.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, I'm Teddy Mellencamp. I said, I'm Teddy. And he goes, oh my gosh, I know a Teddy. And I was like, shit. And I had no idea where he was going with it. Right. And he was like, ugh, she was this chubby bitch that worked at CAA. And I'm not saying a snuffleupagus means chubby or any of those things, but like.
But it is a big furry animal.
Is a big furry animal. But I remember at that table not only thinking, holy shit, I can't believe this is how this person thinks of me, you know, years after I've had this job, but also I was so embarrassed that Edwin even heard somebody talk about me that way, that I didn't even admit to him that it was me and I had met him before.
Wow.
Like, I was like, I just let it go. And still to this day,
but it bothered you.
I remember it. So imagine it on national television.
Yeah. Okay. You're right.
When weight issues come into it or anything regarding women's bodies, that's tough.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, even like I was actually when I was thinking about it, I remember my ex-husband, Peter, they called him, his nickname on the show was Papa Smurf, which he, you know. I mean, let's just be honest. Papa Smurf is not hot or anything. he's not that cute. All right. And then, you know, Peter Loki did kind of have a little Papa Smurf thing going on.
Yeah.
But it was I was like, okay. So I was just like, you know, it is what it is. And he just kind of laughed about it or whatever. But I understand how this could like be a little sensitive for our girl Emily. So
and it's multiple times now where it's been Emily's body.
Okay.
The other time Heather brought, you know, remember she showed the boobs?
Oh,
she's look there, Emily, there's your big old boobs.
Okay.
I could just imagine, and I'm really not coming down on Heather. I do feel like Heather, it's not great for her this episode. It's a lot coming at her. That being said, it's a lot more coming at Jen, and she's a season one-er. Probably dealing with a cheating boyfriend. So I feel like if I was going to pick who I felt worse for in this moment, it ain't Heather.
No, it's true. It's true. I definitely, Jen. Oh my God.
Yeah. But do you?
The way I wanted to crawl into my computer and be on the show and just help Jen out at that table. But anyway, go ahead.
Do you agree that Heather can dish it but not take it? Do you think she lacks a sense of humor? I think Heather is her best self in the confessionals.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
But then with the women, I think when she starts to not feel comfortable, that's where she gives that air of, I'm above this. And then that just pisses them off tenfold.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have to, and it's not that I'm on Heather's side, but I do have to lean into what the other women say all the time on the show is that I just don't think Heather is super aware of how her little digs land. Like, I just don't think she is intentionally coming in to really be offensive. I just think she's just like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you're so cute. And then it's like, she called me cute when I asked, you know, when I asked her to be in my movie or whatever. And I just don't think she's thinking or overthinking like what she says. I just think she's who she is and it just lands where it lands. And, you know, the ladies, you know, are just like, it hits wrong sometimes, but I just think she just doesn't really. Right.
No. Don't you also agree if you're actually really close with somebody, you can kind of make jokes that the other ones take, like that person takes. But if you're not super close, then you're always looking for it to be something to hurt your feelings.
100%. Like, Teddy, you could literally call me a snuffleupagus all day. And yeah. I laugh my ass off. It would
you can call me a gnat all you want.
All day long. And it would just be the funniest thing ever.
Because however, I know the undertone is that we love each other and we're making light of a situation and it is what it is. Yes. But if you're there's not that true bond, there's always going to be awkward shit.
100%. And you know what? Let me say this really quick because I just thought about something. Like some of the ladies that I am closer to on the show, I remember like, you know, Kenya's someone that, I used to be super, super close to on the show. And she would like take digs at me and I would just kind of laugh it off. I wouldn't really be offended because we kind of play with each other like that. And then on the show, the ladies would be like, I can't believe you let her talk about your wine cellar like that. Oh my gosh, she was being so disrespectful to you, you know? And I honestly was like, my friend can't, like, she's my friend. So it's not disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I remember catching a lot of flack from the other castmates that I was not as close with. And they just felt like she was being disrespectful. And I never looked at it that way. And then
then it can take a turn. And then all of a sudden, that's where, if you can set boundaries, that's where you can go. If you're true friends, you can go, all right, this is actually enough.
Yeah. Enough. Yeah. Like, that's exactly what happened. There was definitely a point where it was like, okay, I know you're joking, but I don't like this joke.
Yeah.
Like it's going on too long. But you keep going back to it.
Yeah. And Tamara and I have had the same discussion, something so silly, but like she always thought it was funny to say John Mellencamp's daughter. Mm-hmm. And finally I just said, listen, I don't know why. I'm so proud of my dad. I love him. But this actually, it bugs me.
Right.
I laughed the first couple times, but like, please, as my friend,
right?
Stop saying it. And she respected it because if you just keep taking it and you don't actually say it, then people aren't mind readers. And if you laugh a couple times, then they think you think it's funny too.
Exactly. And that's why boundaries are so important. And I've just said, like, I'm the boundary queen now. Like, as soon as I feel like someone's crossing a boundary, whether it's my mom, whether it's my kid, whether it's my friend, whether it's anyone, you know, anyone I'm dating, I'm like, that does not make me feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Please respectfully, you know, respect my feelings.
Like, yeah. And I know you may not mean it as anything, but that's just something for me.
But still, let's not. Yeah.
But I also did find, so then they're like on these excursions where they're like doing turtles and parasailing and whatnot. But I find it pretty funny that Vicky had the nerve to say I was annoying. And then she acts like that while she's parasailing.
Yeah, she was a mess. She was a mess from the moment she got strapped in. So the moment they took her out,
I
parasailed for the first time, like last year, like 2 years ago, whatever. And I mean, once you get up there, like at first it is like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. But once you get up there, it actually is kind of relaxing. It's like,
it's not scary. It's not like they were going to land and then have to ski on the water. Like they pull you right back into the boat. Like I've done it 1,000 times. Like, it ain't that bad. And also,
she didn't jump out of a helicopter. She didn't jump out of a plane backwards. Like that, then like that would be like something like that would take me out. But like, I would never do anything like that. I'm not adventurous like that anyway.
But Heather cracked me up at this point when she's like, imagine you're at Kodo Insurance and there are sharpened pencils and post-its everywhere.
Oh my God. And emails to return. Go back to that place. That was funny. And I love how the editing, I love how the editors like put that together. That was cute.
That was funny. Mm-hmm.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Then we get to dinner.
Yes.
At dinner, Vicky says Ryan is the problem and that Jen should have made her marriage work for her kids. Gina says, you don't even know Jen and you don't know the history. Vicky says that she left her husband for a loser and she will never forgive herself. So she hopes Jen didn't make the same mistake. Okay. First off, if Vicky would have led with Jen, I just have to say this. I left my husband for a loser. And I still don't forgive myself to this day. I really hope you don't make the same mistake. That would have been all right. But she didn't.
No, she didn't.
She made it about you should have made your marriage work for your kids. And I think that is such
you
a blanket.
Never left your family, all these things.
I was like, what are you doing?
I feel like Vicky was completely 1,000% out of line to come at that lady like that, who she is still getting to know, I believe. Like, I don't even think she really knows her that well. I don't think. But even if she did, like, I could know you for 100 years. You don't get to tell me how to live my life and what I should do and what I shouldn't do, because everyone at that table has been in relationships that have had issues and they have stayed for as long as they wanted to stay and left when they felt like leaving, period, point blank. You know what I'm saying? So, but I do love that, you know, what I do love is when a woman tries to, you know, to say, hey, you know what? I feel you. I've been in that space before. You know, I'm rooting for you guys. I'm praying for you guys. And that's it. You give love. You don't come and say, you should have done this. You should have did that. And what is wrong with you? No, absolutely not. Completely.
I mean, Even I was offended for Ryan when Vicky was comparing him to Brooks. Because, you know, Brooks is the guy that pretended to have cancer on the show. Mm-hmm. Like, Brooks is the worst of the worst.
Yeah.
And that's like, you can't even compare the two.
No, that's not the same.
It's just not the same. Somebody, you know, potentially being a womanizer and somebody that pretends that they have a
My mom is a breast cancer survivor.
Yeah, like it's just so sick on so many levels that like you really can't compare. But also this is just another moment where like Jen, watching back, you have to figure out where you're going to step in. And maybe she's not, because she's just actually worried about a relationship.
Yeah, or I just don't think she's a confrontational person. I just don't think she's comfortable like confronting people or being confronted. Like she just looks like she just kind of shuts down when people come at her. And it's like, I can feel her wheels turning, but she just does not seem like she's a confrontational person. But what I did think was funny was the fact that Vicky did come at her. And then there's a scene later on where Vicky's like, I don't like when women argue. I want to be like positive or whatever she was saying. Remember she got up and
oh,
left.
Yeah. Don't you worry. We'll get into that because I have a lot of thoughts on that.
We'll save that. But I'm just going to leave it with, you know, I just think Jen is not a confrontational person. I think
she's a people pleaser, which
she might be. And I relate to that because I used to be a people pleaser.
Yeah.
I was like the biggest people pleaser ever. Those days, that ship has sailed. But I used to be.
Now. Yeah. So you can kind of see it. You could see it in there.
Take your kindness for weakness and all of those things. And unfortunately, on a platform like this, you actually just look weak if you won't defend yourself or defend your man or, you know, just step up in a way just for your own integrity. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's important to see from her, just to like say, hey, because we at this point I'm good with Ryan. I just need you to get everybody together that keeps coming for you and Ryan.
But I think also I think there's something about being on a show like this where you feel afraid to admit weakness or fear or sadness or any or vulnerability, where I think if she would have had that same conversation that she had with Ryan with the women, if she would have let herself break down for a second and say, of course I'm afraid of all of these things.
Absolutely. Oh my God.
They would have had to stop coming.
Absolutely. Because then they would have just looked like a bunch of assholes at that point.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're missing as well. It's not even, she didn't even have to confront them at this point. Just give us that moment, like you said, where she could just say, you know what, ladies, I just want you to know that I really appreciate that you guys really care about, that you care about me. And I know this is hard. I hear all of you and I receive everything, but I am completely in love with this man. And I just wish you guys could just give me a little grace and just let me follow my heart and let me see how this works out for me. Yeah. But I hear you guys and I love you guys for being concerned.
Yeah. That's
what we're going to do with that. Like, there's nothing to do with that after except be left the hell alone.
Yep. Then we get on like the bus or wherever the hell we're going now. Emily says that Heather finally followed her back on Instagram. Heather says that she unfollowed everyone when she left the friend group because she had FOMO. Emily tells Heather that when you say you don't fit in, this is maybe the reason why. Heather says she has become the punching bag this trip and she can't do anything right. And Heather just wants to go home. Would you be offended if someone from your cast unfollowed you after leaving the show? But hold on. So the part that didn't fully add up to me was she said she unfollowed everyone when she left the friend group. So that makes sense if you're going to say you're unfollowing Vicky and Tamara and Shannon and all of the cast that was currently on the show. However, Heather left season 11 and Emily and Gina came season 13. You would think once Heather came back on the show, she would follow her current cast.
Right.
But she did not. So now she's letting them in bit by bit. And I can see where that pisses them off.
Heather's following me. Damn it. I'm not
I'm sure Heather's not following me, but I'll check just for fun.
Oh my goodness. Heather, you better be following me. Because I think I follow her. After I started doing the podcast with you, I started following these ladies because now I'm all up in their business and I feel like they're my friends.
Heather follows me.
I'm following her.
Heather follows me. She's not following you?
I think so. She is not following me.
That is so embarrassing.
Heather, I ride for you. Oh my God. You can at least follow me. I'm going to be the bigger person and continue to follow Heather. But
why don't
I do feel some kind of way that you're not following me, Heather, because I ride for you. Okay.
Can you send her a DM right now and say, why don't you follow me?
She will see this podcast, okay? And she will know damn well that she needs to be following me. So I am her friend. I've never met her, but she knows that we would get along if we ever met.
My gosh. But
anyway, so what was the question? So
would you be offended if someone from your cast unfollowed you or never followed you?
Okay. Well, I, at this point, would appreciate a follow from anyone, whether I work with them or not, because I'm trying to stay familiar, okay? So don't be unfollowing me if you follow me. That's number one. No, like, seriously. Cast, if it's a cast member that I just do not get along with, this person can't stand me, I can't stand them, I'm completely fine with them not to follow me. But if I feel like we're in a good place, respectfully, anyone, anytime, you know, after being on the show for 11 years, you know, people came and went on the show. And if you were on the show, I just followed you because you were like part of the group now. You know what I mean? It just is like a courtesy. Like, I didn't really overthink. It's like, oh, what's your Instagram? Like, I follow just anyone. Like,
anyone from the current cast not follow you?
I don't know. Probably. I haven't checked. I think most of them follow me still. But here's the thing. This is what I say. I'm a big fan of muting you. Okay. Going back to the whole fear of missing out thing, or just not wanting, like, that's not everyone that I've worked with on the show who I just want to see on my timeline. But I don't want to go so far as to block them because I don't want to be like, oh, Cynthia Bailey blocked.
I don't even want them to know.
No,
I don't even care that much.
I don't. Exactly. But there's so many people muted that I just don't want to see their lives. And I completely encourage them to mute me as well. If they don't want to see mine, just keep following me, girl. It's not that serious. Just mute me and then I'm gone.
We do know that they're definitely digging in the bottom of the cereal box looking for a prize when you start a fight about Instagram.
I know.
And then Gina telling us what Instagram is. Instagram is actually where you follow people you like and like things and then comment on their posts. And but I do have to say, it's a sad state of affairs that even Sutton and Garcelle follow me still. If Heather's not following her current cast, they're supposed to be her friends.
Yeah.
I just checked. But Denise did block. I'm blocked from Denise. I can't see her. It's as if she doesn't exist on Instagram. I'm pretty sure since she's on OnlyFans, she's probably got an Instagram. So.
Yeah, for me, I don't take my social media that seriously, obviously, but I do try to protect my energy. And again,
I don't take my social media seriously that obviously every week on the pod. Hey guys, just want to make sure that I can get to 4 million.
please follow me. Cynthia Bailey with the little blue check mark. All right. And once you follow me, do not unfollow me. Okay. Your ass is signed on to follow me. Do not be trying to jump ship later. Okay. No, but I don't take my Instagram as seriously at all. Seriously. Okay. I take that part seriously. I enjoy people actually wanting to see what I have going on. Okay. But in terms of like, now if you hate me, don't follow me. Okay.
Yeah. I don't need that. I don't need you to come
at me. Exactly. I only like the people that like me to follow me. Okay. Let me be very clear about that. All right. So, but yeah, it's crazy. I feel like Heather, I feel like this is a bullet that Heather could have dodged by just following everyone in the group.
Just go follow
ass about everything else. So she's just giving them ammunition at this point.
I am sure shamans are wonderful, lovely, eye-opening, but they're not made for housewives. That seemed like a bunch of BS, like I can't even imagine. Like, what? No, no, no. Tamra and Jen, both of them, they didn't even know what to say. They're like, I want peace. I want to, like, have no hate in my heart. No shit, so do I. Join the club.
Okay.
Dream on.
I love a good shaman, personally. And I feel like every franchise has that trip that they go see when they go see a shaman. It just is part of the fabric of being on this. Like,
I feel like it's the same shaman. It's like that therapist that's on Atlanta. It's like they just make their rounds.
But here's the thing. Do I feel like in the whatever time they spent with the shaman that Jen and Tamra got to this better place of peace and love and clarity? Probably not. I feel like the shaman would have had to dig a little deeper, maybe do a personal session with the two of them. You know what I'm saying? Like pull them to the side, let the other ladies leave. It just felt like too, like, yay, okay, we're here with the shaman, and now we love each other again.
Yeah, that was a little rough. Then they get to the restaurant where they think they have to cross the net to go sit with everybody else. And I have a feeling if somebody was holding an orange at the end of that net, Vicky could have run her ass across real quick.
Oh my God. Matter of fact, even if there wasn't an edge, I mean, like, how far is the jump?
Give me a pair of wings and I'll flap my ass over there. But
I love Vicky. Oh my God, that's hilarious. But no, Shannon is literally me. Like, she is afraid to do everything. Like, when she's on the boat, like, getting ready to go with the turtles.
Getting bruised up from, like, falling off the side.
The slip and slide. Like, her trying to, like, go across the net. Like, I thought I was a pussy. Shannon is my girl. Like, I am so much braver than she is across the board when it comes to being adventurous with things. Because they show flashbacks of her. I think they were doing some other, like, maybe ziplining or something. When I tell you, this woman and action adventure should never be in the same, like, that's just not her thing.
Well, and I think also she tends to be a little light on her feet when it comes to stumbling, falling. Like, if there's a chair tipping over, it's going to be Shannon. Like, if you just watch any history of anything, she's falling. So I guess I can get that. But the thing that I didn't get was, like, this is a bridge. This isn't like you could fall through it. It's not, it wasn't a tightrope. You weren't having to, like, balance like you're at the freaking circus. You just had to walk across.
And in all seriousness, it's a beautiful restaurant. Obviously, it would be, these people are not trying to get sued. So they're not going to concoct some way for you to get to the table that you could actually get hurt.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout.
I started my wellness journey with Symbiotica because I was tired of having no energy and I wanted better gut health. I love Symbiotica's probiotics, and I know you will too.
Their supplements are super easy to take on the go and travel with. Having supplements that don't taste like chalk or artificial ingredients makes me look forward to taking it every day.
With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month. You don't have to worry about running out.
You can also modify or freeze your subscription whenever you want.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
This is where things get askew. Heather says Tamara was the one talking badly about Emily. Tamara says she was repeating what Heather said. I'm with a bunch of fucking losers. Tamara says Heather was the one calling them losers, blah, blah, blah. So I know all of the backstory here. This isn't anything Tamara told me. I lived it, breathed it, all of it. So back when Tamara was not hired on Orange County yet, she was solely doing Two Teas in a Pod with me. Heather Dubrow went on her own podcast and said, Tamara should never come back to the show because she is a blogger now. There is no room for her now. Tamara sends Heather a text message and says, why would you say that? The ratings are down. Like, why would you not want me to come back on and help? You know, like, we're friends, like, all of this. Mm-hmm. And Heather responded, the ratings are low because I'm with a bunch of fucking losers. So.
And you know, this was the response. Like,
this was they had full conversations about it. Yeah. There was multiple back and forth.
Okay.
Like, cut to Tamara gets back on the show. We go to BravoCon together. We walk up to the table where Heather and Gina and Emily, I feel like Shannon may have been there too, but I'm not sure. And Tamara jokingly looks at Heather only and goes, oh, you're at the table with a bunch of fucking losers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Heather's eyes like go like this
because
she knows exactly what she's talking about. But this is at BravoCon. This is not going to none of the other women hear it. But at the table, Heather never denies it. Just like kind of like makes the face. The next day, I do a podcast at BravoCon with Tamara and Shannon.
Okay.
And we're like, oh, hell. Tamara bringing up drama last night, saying the fucking losers. And Tamara's laughing. And she's like, it's an inside joke, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the backstory.
Okay.
Of what's happening here. Okay. But now what we're seeing is Heather is all of a sudden kind of trying to flip the script, saying Tamara said that about everybody at BravoCon. But then she switches her tune and says, oh, no, you know, Gina and Emily, I wasn't saying that about you. I was saying that about Noella and Dr. Jen. Which also, I'm like, why did Dr. Jen and Noella have to get brought into this? They're not even on the freaking show anymore. But that's who she's saying she was originally talking about.
Okay.
But the point is, anyone that says that shit, it's not great.
No.
It's not great. But as all this is going down, you know, to kind of my favorite part of this is Vicky starts to cry, saying she hates the drama, as if she didn't bring up Jen's relationship and what Tamara told her twice this trip. Also, Vicky, I know you want your orange back. That ain't the way to do it right at the end. Yes. If you want, have Heather's back, go against Tamara, do whatever you need to do, go for it. But whatever you do, don't say, I need to leave because I don't like the drama. Surefire way to not get a job back.
I know, I was very confused by Vicky this episode because I felt like, you know, she came in so hot on the trip, you know what I'm saying? And she had a lot to say and she was, you know, she came at Jen and which I thought was completely, the way she came at her was inappropriate for sure. Her intentions, I think, were maybe in a good place, but it just didn't land right. And then for her to, at the end of this, after basically telling this woman she shouldn't have left her husband, and pretty much she's a damn fool at this point, okay? Yeah. To literally go, you know, walk her happy
cry with her shot over in the side.
Years and say how she doesn't like to argue with women and, you know, all this drama. It's kind
of
like,
this isn't me. And then all the flashbacks of her. Also, not only just past flashbacks, what is Vicky currently doing with me? Oh, Vicky came at me first. I never came for Vicky. Vicky came for me.
That's right. That's
I clapped back and now she has consistently come for me every chance she can get in a public forum. But I don't like the drama. Also me. But yeah. So then
that happened. Well, I love you can always thank the editors for the numerous flashbacks of Vicky going in on people in a very dramatic way. I'm hit at. So, you know, you got it. It's like you say it. And then those receipts come from the editors. It's like, well, I don't know if you should say this, Vicky, yeah. Because clearly you're not that light. You're not that drama.
You may as well just said, you know what? Keep paying me episode by episode as a friend of. I'll come in when I want to come in.
Hey, listen, I pop in and out too. I get it. Like,
yeah, but you know. Well, we've run out of time. The episode ends with 4 hours later, the Trace Amigas go out drinking and dancing. Yes. Shannon is grateful. Do you wish that you could have been part of that Trace Amigas dancing party?
Absolutely. I love tequila and I love to dance. 100%.
Well, we need to have our own Trace Amigas twat party soon. But Cynthia, love you as always. And I will talk to you next week.
All right. Love you too, Teddy. Good luck with your surgery.
Thank you. Right. Bye. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vina guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VinaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vina CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.